This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, earlier today, ex-officer from the Minneapolis Police Department, Thomas Lane, he found out what his sentence was going to be for violating George Floyd's civil rights. He found out earlier today that he's been sentenced by a federal judge to 2.5 years in prison in the federal civil rights case linked to George Floyd. And when senior U.S. District Judge Paul Magnuson handed down that 30-month sentence, and I heard what the sentence was, And I know that there will be some people that won't like what I have to say, because I'm not here trying to say that it was too light a sentence or that it was too lengthy of a sentence. I thought that this is where it was going to land. I didn't think that Thomas Lane, nor do I think that the other officers, with their sentences coming up, that it's going to be lengthy sentences. I didn't expect that, you know, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful of people that are still upset about the murder of George Floyd, his family, Mr. Floyd's family, supporters. I'm not in any way, shape, or form trying to be disrespectful of that, because we know how serious that was. You guys know where I stand on the situation, how I felt about it. Heck, I cried on air after things, when protests started happening. But I didn't think that this was going to be some 5 or 6. Because I think that in several of the reports that the prosecution, they wanted like a 6-year sentence. I never thought that that was going to happen. Now, there are levels to what took place in terms of each police officer's part in what took place. And we know what Derek Chauvin's part was. Like, he was the aggressor. He was the knee on the neck. He was the worst of the worst. And Officer Tutau, he was kind of like, he was the second guy that was a little bit aggressive in terms of how he positioned himself, how he was interacting with the people that were videoing and telling them to get the knee off his neck and all of that stuff. And I would expect that he's going to get more than 2.5 years. And this is not me trying to defend Thomas Lane, an officer, King. I'm not trying to do that. But you should look at the entire situation and evaluate everybody's role. And yes, everybody failed Mr. Floyd, Thomas Lane included. But let me ask Hammer, let me ask you this. We've seen the video too many times to count.
Yes.
Of what happened to George Floyd, okay? Him being murdered. In your mind, because I'm just trying to see if I'm matching up with you or you're matching up with me, did you look at each officer and look at their roles differently? Now, I'm not saying that Mr. Lane should not have told Derek Chauvin, get off of him, or they should have tried to pull him off. I'm not saying that, because clearly they should have. That points to the violating of Mr. Floyd's civil rights. But do you, because I didn't view Lane the same way as I did Chauvin, the same way I don't view King, the same way I view Tao. Is that how you looked at it too?
Yeah, I think it's a fair assessment on your part, yes.
Because I can't – look, are they all in one boat? Yes.
Yes.
But their roles were different.
Yes.
And so when I saw today that it came out that he got 2.5 years, I'm not saying, well, yeah, that's about right. Because I don't know what he's supposed to – what he should get, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a horrible situation.
There's really no point of reference for this.
Yeah. And so it couldn't be nothing.
No, he had to do something.
Okay, and it couldn't be just a year. A man died horribly. And even the judge mentioned that. He says this is a very serious offense wherein a life was lost. The fact that you did not get up and remove Derek Chauvin from Mr. Floyd when Mr. Floyd became unresponsive is a violation of the law. So I think that the judge, and I don't want to get into specifics of whether he should have got 2.5 years or six, because I like you said, point. I mean, what do I compare this to? But it just feels like I'm trying to find the right words. I don't want to say that it feels like he got it right, but I didn't expect a very lengthy sentence.
Neither did I.
You didn't.
I would have thought probably like 3 to 4 somewhere in that range,
mm-hmm.
And I got 2.5, which I'm okay with 2.5, but I can see where the family would be upset with that.
What about with King? I think it's going to be something. It's going to be along the same lines.
I think King will probably get a little more.
King? No, I think Tao gets more.
Well, I'm thinking King is more than Lane is what I'm saying. I think Lane gets the minimum because he actually made an effort, not a strong effort, mind you, but an effort to say, hey, let's get off his neck and everything. Well, the other two didn't really say much at all from what I saw.
Magnuson, it says, who called Lane a person of outstanding character and held up a large stack of 145 letters sent to the judge in support of Lane. He just had to acknowledge, you know, his culpability in causing Floyd's death. So, you know, I guess the thing with all of this is that for Mr. Lane and his family, they get some, I don't want to say closure, but they know what it is now. There's no, I'm sitting here and I'm waiting in the wings and I don't know what's going to happen with my life. Now he knows.
Yes.
And that's the part that they got to get to with the other remaining officers. Derek Chauvin, we've known for a while what's happening with him. But I would think if you're the other two officers, King and Tao, you definitely, you want to figure this out. Now whether Tao's going to do the try to plea out and all that stuff, we'll see. Because remember, they had pushed it back. And
yes,
I think part of that was doing – in large to trying to figure out all of the police stuff, but it's not over yet. The story of all of this with the Minneapolis Police Department is still out there.
Yes, the pieces are still being put together.
It is. All right, we're going to move on to the world of sports coming up next, and it has to do with the first place Minnesota Twins, your Twins, in the American League Central. We'll talk to Minneapolis Star Tribune beat writer for the Twins, Megan Ryan. She joins us next after weather. On Lake Nine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.